Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, one of the interesting things about people who claim they've met up with extraterrestrials or other advanced beings by channeling, in person, whatever, is they never seem to transfer knowledge that's beyond what we already know. Now, I'm thinking here, if you're on another planet and you've come to Earth from another star system, and maybe you're hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us, maybe you'll have teeth that work. So you don't have to get your teeth fixed constantly. You won't have to worry about fixing the molars or fixing the broken tooth or replacing teeth that have just gone bad or living without teeth or living with false teeth. And maybe you'll have good eyes, so you won't, like I have to go for cataract surgery or have a bad contact lens or something like that. Maybe you'll just be able to get some kind of eye drop, unless you're Captain Kirk, and then your eyes will be perfect. You think of all the imperfections humans have, and ET won't even give us help with that. Help us with cancer. Help us with HIV. Help us with COVID-19. Why should we have to worry about being vaccinated or treated? Give us the ET solution. What about having perfect eyesight, perfect hair, perfect hearing, perfect teeth? Never going to happen. So I think that's the biggest argument I have about a lot of those claims. I don't know where you stand, Morgan Knudsen, but that's my opinion. I'll stick with it.
It's a pretty good opinion. There's a couple of things, actually, that I want to touch on about this, which is, first, I think the new advancements that people have, that parapsychology has come into when it comes to things like mediumship and channeling and stuff like that. But also going back, like if we go back to like 1945, 1943, time of the war and whatever, what was really interesting was that during that time period, like Hitler was extremely interested in the occult. Like, I mean, he had a real thing for it, to the point where he had a department designated. And I mean, the U.S. was doing the same thing with the Stargate projects and stuff like that. But Hitler was really delving into it on a whole nother level. And what was interesting was that when the soldiers or some of these scientists were captured and brought over to the States, they were basically saying, because people wanted to know, how did you get all this information for your space programs, all of this scientific knowledge that they had that was above and beyond the U.S. at the time. The one thing that the scientists had said was that we actually didn't get the knowledge from here. They said, well, what do you mean? And they were like, well, we had this group that was basically channeling this information, and that's how we ended up further ahead and getting this information. So, I mean, which all could have been crap. I mean, it's the Nazis, right? But I thought that was really interesting. But secondly, the advancements in what's been going on in the last, I would say, 10, 15 years when it comes to stuff like this, is that the parapsychology community is actually leaning towards this type of thing being more about telepathy than it being about channeling disincarnate entities.
And let's explain each part of this, okay? More about telepathy?
Yeah. And so with other people, or with the other person that's in the room. So for example, you're sitting across from someone and you're saying, okay, I'm going to tell you about, you know, this loved one, or I'm going to tell you about, you know, your job or something like that. What they're starting to think is that the person is actually picking up on the other person's thoughts rather than something that's coming from somewhere else.
But you see, that's also an extension of a cold reading. A cold reading is where you say a person looks at the other person for verbal or visual symbols to indicate they're on the right track.
Not necessarily, because cold reading implies that they're actually reading something physical about the person. Telepathy is a mental exchange.
Sure, no, I understand the difference. I'm just saying.
Yeah. No, but it's a little bit different in how they're trying to explain it to people, and that's what they're leaning towards at the moment. Is that it's something where people are actually there's a mental connection that we're picking up on as individuals, rather than it being something that we're being told from something external. So, say for example, instead of getting it from that person's dead loved one, well, they're not getting it from that person's dead loved one. They're actually getting it from the mental consciousness of the person that's sitting in front of them. So that psychic connection is still there. It's just not coming from where they think it is, makes any sense.
That is, it's about time, because I've been saying that for literally decades now. And people would just dismiss it as being, well, no, because they want to believe that they're dearly departed are still existing in some other realm. And I had looked into this on a philosophical level deep enough to determine in my best estimate that that just isn't possible, but that the phenomena is still real, and therefore there needs to be another explanation. And that was one of them. In, if we're talking telepathy, the person might not even be in the room. They might be just connected, and people who are relatives,
that's right,
are connected, right? I mean, if you believe in telepathy, and there's too many experiences like that to just write it off, and at least we're talking about people who we know are living and exchanging information in the real world, so it seems to make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, it was a really impactful read for me. It was really pioneered by a doctor by the name of Dr. William Roll and his research. And when it was published here just recently in Advancements in Parapsychological Research in the 10th edition of the book, and there was a lot of huge breakthroughs, I think, through Roll's research. But that one, I think, is massive. It's just massive. And, you know, the more we start to branch in and look at the capabilities of our brains, what we're able to do, you know, the abilities that we have, I think we're not giving humans enough credit for what we're able to do. And this was pretty cool.
Well, this to me is interesting, finding another way to explain unusual phenomena. But then again, we have to prove mental telepathy.
Yeah. And I mean, and the thing with that, you know, the experiments have been going on for decades, and there's been lots of research that is, I mean, it's still going on in universities all over the world, you know, and I think we still have a ways to go in those areas, but we're getting closer, and we're that's something that's at least testable. So, and something that we can replicate, and experiments that we can replicate. So that really does put us in a better position to start to understand what that is and what consciousness is.
Well, we've talked about this on the show before, and it's one of the things that I'm really impressed with you about, apart from your just general positive and progressive view towards all of this, in that it also opens up the possibility, like we touched on a little bit just before the show, that if we've got ET in the picture, if we've got alien visitation in the picture, which is completely scientifically possible, and they've got the kind of technology that can cause people to hear things in their head. Now, that sounds far out, but we've got that technology ourselves.
And, we do.
And so if we've got that technology, why wouldn't they, if they've been studying us for hundreds or maybe thousands of years, and they pick certain families to study, then they're going to know all about your departed loved ones, and they're going to be able to put that information into your head and cause all kinds of paranormal phenomena that we would not be able to distinguish from what we classically would think of as a apparition or a ghost or a haunting.
So is ET a race of mind readers? Morten Knudsen joining us this week on the show. With Gene and with Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Just want to mention, for those of you who have been curious about the Paracast Plus, the version of the show free of the network ads and the After the Paracast podcast, we have another way now to get the Paracast Plus through Spotify. So if you search for the Paracast Plus or After the Paracast on Spotify, And you're in the U.S., which is the consideration here. If you're outside the U.S., the feature isn't available yet. In the U.S., you can subscribe on Spotify. It's the same show, folks. The only thing is here, you don't have access to some of the special forums. But if you don't care about the forums, it may be an easier way to set things up. Okay? Otherwise, go to the Paracast.plus. We were talking about whether E.T. or higher beings are communicating with us, whether E.T. might be a race of telepaths, whether trans mediums are not receiving it from your dead Uncle George, but from you through mental telepathy. Have we covered everything there?
I think you did.
Oh, good. I get an award for that. Please send me
gold
the certificate.
Star, gold star.
Gold star. I need a gold star, and I'm too old for that.
I'm almost too old for stickers.
I get stuck on that.
Well, to be... that was good. Okay.
It's just perfect. I come out with a million of them. You know what happened is I was influenced because the other day I spent like 3 hours watching old Robin Williams appearances on The Tonight Show. And that puts you in a really weird state of mind.
Yeah.
That's so interesting because on the last time that you were on, we were talking about Patch Adams, which I think Robin Williams played the part. That is, so there's a little synchronicity for our audience. Also, okay, getting back to the subject here, we may not be dealing with telepathy. We're just dealing with what I prefer to just call information transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And how it gets there is kind of irrelevant.
But wouldn't telepathy be a means of information transfer, reading somebody else's mind?
Well, sure. But, I mean, if you think about it from the perspective of technology and where we were talking about in the previous segment, where we have the kind of technology ourselves to project sounds into people's heads where they think it's coming from inside their head, you don't need telepathy. You've got technology that can do it for you. And then in order to know about people's dead relatives, all they need to do is have studied that family clandestinely for some number of generations and build profiles of people. And we do that too with animals out in the wild right now. So, I mean, this is all possible without even invoking any sort of paranormal phenomena. It can be done entirely without it.
Is it really true that what we call paranormal is because we don't know the mechanism by which it's done? So we say, it's not normal, it's paranormal. But once we know the mechanism, hey.
No, I agree. I think, you know, a couple of things that, you know, with the paranormal, I think people automatically associate that with something that is just, you know, so out of this world and fantastic that it has no basis in science. And that's just not true. I mean, we see it all the time where things are unexplainable. And then all of a sudden we understand, like Gene was saying, you know, we understand the mechanism behind it. And then, you know, we get a grasp on it and then it becomes something that we can get our heads around. And, you know, I think when it comes to any of this stuff, you know, even if we took out the alien factor, which, I mean, it very well might be something like that, but even if we took out that factor, you know, just the fact that, you know, thoughts and consciousness is something that has, you know, been looked at for a long time within the realm of quantum physics and stuff to retain thought. You know, there's the whole, you know, black hole smear theory where that, you know, every thought that's ever been thought is kind of hanging around and is accessible to people, you know, as long as they're willing to tune into it. So, I mean, no matter what, I think we've got this bigger question of where is the thought going? Where is thought going if it's, you know, not dissipating into the atmosphere? You know, is it something where, you know, is it being studied by, you know, like what you were saying with aliens? Is it something that is being, you know, collected by the universe? Is it, you know, what's going on? And that's a pretty huge and cool question.
Definitely. It's something that we don't have the answers for. And if you belong to the new mysterianism, we will probably never have the answer to that, or at least the Mysterians, if I'm not mistaken, believe that we can't know the answer to it.
You see, the difference between you and I is about age. When I think of the Mysterians, I think of a 1950s Japanese sci-fi film that influenced the name of a rock group from the 60s.
Right. And that's cool, too. Yeah, and I think maybe that I'm not entirely sure, but this philosophical movement, I think, grew out of part of that as well. But it's where they're saying it's too complex and beyond our ability to be able to comprehend what's going on. I'm not sure that I buy into that, because if it's some kind of multiverse theory where maybe we can't know about it until such time as our consciousness is transferred to that realm, then that still doesn't preclude the possibility that we can understand that there could be such a realm, that this one is some sort of a construct, and we're just moving between these different constructs. If you get what I mean.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, and that becomes, I think, a big question too. And you know, we kind of dip in at that point to the idea of what exactly are, you know, at what point are we able to achieve that level of information? You know, is it something where we're simply too ingrained in the world, in the physical world? I mean, we're probably the best beings on the planet to, you know, be able to translate our physical environment. You know, we're so good at walking around and knowing, or believing, I should say, that everything around us is solid, that I kind of wonder if, you know, maybe that might be part of the problem, is the fact that we're so good at translating the physical that, you know, understanding something outside of that is something that either maybe our brains aren't capable of doing, but maybe we're so ingrained and so used to focusing on what is, that getting our heads in any further is really difficult for us.
It's definitely difficult for some people until they're introduced to the kinds of things that we're talking about now.
Yeah.
And once the light bulb goes on, then the perspective becomes a possibility rather than something that is too far out to comprehend. Because I firmly believe that people are a lot smarter than a lot of people give us credit for being.
Well, maybe their verbal skills aren't quite as superior as ours might be. I'm just giving us credit where none exists. Morgan Knudsen, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators continues to negotiate over a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill after a vote to advance debate on the framework of the bill failed earlier this week. Senator Bill Cassidy says the group has made progress towards a final bill, which they want to bring to the Senate floor early next week. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that they've overcome some differences to make progress.
There's some thorny issues, but we can get it done. And the infrastructure bill, as your guy pointed out, is not the Bernie bill, not the kind of reckless spending and taxation that the Democrats want to do. This is about roads, bridges, and highways. I think it'll be good for our country. I think we can get it done.
And the United States have collected their first medals at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Swimmer Chase Kalis claimed gold in the men's 400-meter individual medley. Teammate Jay Litherland took silver. This is USA Radio News. Missouri Supreme Court has ruled on a challenge to the state's expansion of Medicare. Brad Bernard reports.
The Missouri Supreme Court on Thursday rejected a challenge to the state's voter-approved Medicaid expansion plan, overturning a lower court's ruling that the constitutional amendment would wrongfully force lawmakers to set aside additional money. Democrat Representative David Tyson Smith.
You know, this is exciting. It's long overdue. I'm excited for the citizens of Missouri. I'm excited for the citizens of my district. This is definitely justice done. Unfortunately, it's taking so long for this to happen, but it's definitely the right decision.
Supreme Court judges wrote that the plan doesn't put limits on the legislature's budgeting powers. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned Congress this week that they'll need to take action on the debt ceiling by early August. The Congressional Budget Office estimated earlier this week that the country would hit the debt limit in October or November. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Pete the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
You see, I always put myself down first. They say that so you don't sound like you're overly egotistical. So I pretend not to know anything. I am a professor of ignorance. You know who said that? Long John Nibble. On his radio show, he'd say that frequently, but on the other hand, he was saying, I'm pretty smart to have a show like this and make a lot of money, folks, but that's not me. Go ahead, please, Randall.
Somebody actually made money doing this? I guess. Wouldn't Yeah, we'll get that figured out sooner or later, Gene.
Yeah, hopefully sooner rather than later, because I don't have as many years left as you do.
You're absolutely right, Morgan, and people are trying to figure this out, and scientists and philosophers have been taking it quite seriously now for, well, basically, I think since the Matrix movie came out.
It was a game changer. I really do.
Yeah. Like, if you go and look up, and anyone in the listening audience who hasn't, the 2016 Isaac Asimov Memorial Debate. This is a panel of world-class experts, including particle physicists and philosophers, David Chalmers, Lisa Randall, even Neil deGrasse Tyson is on this, and they take this subject very seriously and talk about the ways that they're trying to determine whether or not we are in some kind of a construct or simulation. They don't like the word simulation. And Matrix is a kind of a pop culture reference to it, but so I just started calling it a construct, meaning that it's some sort of a environment that was created for the express purpose of building a universe that we can exist in. And if that's the case, there's a loophole for us in terms of afterlives. I think it still ends up with us being copies in the next life, but at least it opens up the door to some very interesting possibilities.
It really does. I was reading an article actually just recently, it was probably about a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, that they're now looking at the idea, or they've found evidence towards the fact that we are actually, or universes are actually, like, our constructs, our actual physical constructs. And this article was just fascinating to me because the idea behind it is the fact that you've got these, like, huge structures that are basically, we're somewhere in there. Our universe is somewhere in there. And, you know, the big question became, well, how the hell did these structures get here? Like, what are they and how did they get here? And I think it's just lending more credence to this idea that there's something far more vast going on, you know, and I think lending credence again to, you know, like you were saying, the simulation theory that, you know, we're kind of living on in a bit of a holodeck.
Well, the idea, I think, is that if this is some kind of a construct, then it implies a constructor.
Exactly.
And so maybe this whole idea that there is a creator is not so far out there after all. We tend to frame it in a religious perspective, but it doesn't have to be a religious perspective. We can say, well, you know, okay, so if there is a universe creator, why do we have to worship it? That's not necessary in order for us to recognize that such a thing could be possible.
In other words, he's not going to come to us and say, kneel before Zod.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. No, I think with that idea, it makes sense to me, and I think I do believe that there is a consciousness that is existing outside of people, and yeah, I think you're hitting the nail on the head with that.
But okay, now for you, this is really great because we've been slowly evolving into this direction with every visit to the Paracast that you've done, and we started off just looking at the phenomena in kind of the traditional way with your work teaching the living and how to deal with that. So tell us how, in your perspective, this might affect the way that you do your work.
Well, I think ultimately, it doesn't necessarily affect it because the way my work is designed is really about the individual and getting them to just a better state of being in a more passionate, positive life. So for me, it doesn't really change the work, but it does leave, or it does give credence to what I've been saying since the beginning, which is we really do have a say over what's going on in our experience. And, you know, if we are living in some sort of a simulation, if there's, you know, something to that essence going on, then it really starts to lean towards what parapsychology has been talking about over the last, like, 5 or 6 years, which is, you know, when we are focused on something, when we focus and make a decision and we focus our attention on something that we really want or don't want, that, you know, we can create it. So for me, it's not really about changing what I'm doing, because ultimately the activity that's going on around people is somewhat secondary. It really does come down to, again, like, that person's perception and focus.
Don't you get people, though, who are looking to you for confirmation that what they've experienced is a continuity of some personhood into some other life?
Yeah, I mean, we always get questions like that. I mean, I don't think at this point anybody's in the position to say that isn't something that's on the table. You know, I've definitely had experiences that you know, really make you look hard at whether or not there's something more. But what that something more is, it becomes a question. Like, one of the theories that's been put out there is the idea that our consciousness is, you know, it, even though it, say, ends maybe in this reality or in this frequency, that in the frequency or reality that is maybe hanging out beside us in some sort of like parallel system or something like that is still viable. Like the probability that is us here in this reality and in this frequency may have ended, but it doesn't mean that a billion other probabilities aren't still walking around, which is one of the things that people have questioned. Maybe that's what we're seeing when we see an apparition. We're getting a glimpse into another probability. So I don't think we can turn around and say like, no, consciousness just stops, or no, it continues or whatever. I don't think we really understand the depth in which this works. And I think our old frame of mind, our own frame of reference was that there's life and there's death and then that's it. But I think where we are with quantum mechanics and whatnot going forward is the fact that we're now realizing that it could be a lot deeper than that. So we still don't know what the answer is.
I would counter that, and this is what I do in my own mind, is I've been through exactly that same sort of rationale in my own thinking about this, and eventually come to the conclusion that yes, we can determine what is and isn't the case, because it can't be one of the options that people want to consider, because of the nature of consciousness and what we're dealing with in terms of all of the evidence. It boils down to, it might be possible that our consciousness is buffered in some other realm and then recreated from that in some other realm, but it doesn't transition to another realm in its entirety. There's no continuity between the two, which then means that if there is some life after death and we experience it, we might even think we're the original person, but it's not possible for us to be. At best, yeah, we're some kind of recreation.
We could also say then that maybe what we do is we pass from one realm of existence to another, but we're not aware of that passage, but somebody within the previous realm says, oh, Freddie died. But you're not aware of Freddie being died, you being Freddie, because you passed on to something where it may be indistinguishable. You wake up one day and there you are with Gene Randall and Morgan. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So is the Paracast in another realm of reality? Some would like to think so, but we'd rather be part of this reality so humans can listen to us. You know, next reality may be dogs, but we'll see. Randall?
Yeah, that's really interesting, Gene. We've got a poll on the forum actually right now, which is kind of tongue-in-cheek, where it asks people to come and vote on whether or not anyone actually cares what we think. And so
and the answer is a -7. Okay, -7 is the vote that we're getting, folks. Nobody can believe that we'd have a vote like that. They think it has to be positive, it has to be 0. But no, it's -7.
Yeah, like, but anyhow, we just like to have a little fun doing the show, and
it's very little fun.
It's a lot of fun. I love having Morgan on.
I love it too.
About Morgan in the third person. Yeah. Okay. So
Morgan's become a third person. What's going on? That's right. You see, the thing is, Morgan, we didn't tell our listeners that. But when a guest comes on the show, they go into an altered state of consciousness, and they are in another reality.
See, this explains a lot.
Well, I bet it does.
Okay, I have
understand they're coming to take me away in a minute. I'll be back.
We can come back to this though, because I do love it, and we can always pick up on the thread again a little bit later. But at your website, which is entityseeker.ca, it says that you received an award from the City of Edmonton for outstanding service in 2008 and graduated from the Azire, the Alvarado Zingron Institute for Research and Education 2 years in a row. Can you tell us a little bit about this institute, what they do, and what this award means?
Yeah, absolutely. So the both are sort of two separate things, but the Alvarado Zingroni Institute, I have to say, like, this is a good time to actually talk about it, because Carlos Alvarado, who is Nancy Zingroni's husband and research partner and whatever, actually just passed away the other day. So the parapsychology community has been rocked, because he was actually diagnosed with brain cancer a couple months back and made that transition the other day. So everybody's just been really doing our best to kind of honor who he is and his research, because he was a humongous mind in the community, and his work is just, it's so vast. So I encourage anybody who's listening that wants to read about Carlos Alvarado to head over to the either his blog or the Science Cyclopedia, because he's amazing. But they basically have created an institute and these programs where you can go and study and learn, and they're taught by the best minds in the world on this stuff, everywhere from, you know, France to the States to like all over the place. And you know, I've been blessed for 2 years to be able to attend and go and work with these people, and I just can't say enough about them. So that's the Alvarado Zingaroni Institute. So my award from the city of Edmonton, it was 2008, and it was really great of them, because I've had programs running in Edmonton for decades now. I've done educational programs in regards to the paranormal and parapsychology. Yeah, I was given the Outstanding Service of the City award that year for creating these like walking classrooms, these sort of drifts. Some of them were on limos, which was really cool, limo buses. But I would take people around to these various locations that I've investigated and whatever, and teach parapsychology, teaching the living, and all of that. And they gave me an award for it, and it was really an honor.
You've been teaching this since 2003, it looks like. So
yeah,
you've got a lot of experience in this. Can you go over a couple of cases that really are outstanding for you, without necessarily, you know, revealing people's identities if they wouldn't be comfortable with that, but just some of your best experiences, highlight some of them?
Yeah, I think, oh God, there's been a lot, and I think some of the best experiences for me have been interacting with people and watching their attitudes and minds shift about the stuff that's either happened to them or happening around them. But it's been an education for me as well. Like, probably one of a really, really good example of this was a case that I worked in just not too far from where I live, actually. We have an abandoned hospital there called the Charles Council. And way back in the day, we were allowed in to go and check it out and take a look at it, because it had some pretty fascinating phenomenon there that the construction workers were reporting. And it was a deep dive for me into history, because, you know, we always have to go in and understand like the makeup of the building, the geology of the building, the history and everything, so that we know what we're dealing with, what we're looking at. And I think this case always got me, because, you know, we recorded some phenomenal stuff going on in there. Like we recorded everything from this hospital still working and running, but there was no power to it at the time. But on the recordings, we were getting back everything from like pumps in the ICU to nurses wheeling carts back and forth, elevators going up and down. None of this stuff was running when we were there. We had all these cameras going on, and we recorded a scream in one of the, on the fourth floor, that was so defined. I mean, we could hear it with our ears, with the naked ears. And we recorded it on two different audio and video recorders as well. But, you know, it was, and as fascinating as that all was, the history, which we had to dig into to understand what that hospital had been through and what it was all about. You know, we ended up with a real firsthand look at the First Nation stuff that was going on at the time in the 1950s. There was a lot of abuse going on. There was burials, you know, all throughout the property, all into St. Albert, into Enoch. And it was just ugly. Like, the story was just ugly. And what blew my mind about it was the fact that no one knew. No one knew. And if you dug hard enough, it was in the newspapers. Like, you could find this stuff, but nobody knew about it. So I ended up, it really changed my perspective back then on what I was doing, because when I started teaching my classes, we started going by this hospital, and I was able to kind of tell the story of what was going on during that time period. And no one that attended had any idea. And of course, now as we, you know, come into 2021, you know, everything, all of that's blown up, and it's now become common knowledge that the council was this place of it was horrifying. That case has always stuck with me because it was a real testimony to, you know, this is not just about the paranormal activity that gone on there, but there's a story, and every one of these cases is a story and a lesson and information that can change you. And so I think that one is probably the number one on my list.
Fascinating. It kind of, you know, just that kind of makes me wonder when we're talking about institutions. We've had a discovery up here in Canada of the remains of over 180 children near Cranbrook, British Columbia, as part of a Catholic school system where they suspect that these children were the victims of foul play. And it makes me wonder if the psychical research people might be able to offer us any insights into any of that.
It would be really interesting. I think, you know, as this is coming to light, I think we're, you know, I think when we're invited in to take a look at that, I think that's the time that we, you know, can move in and take a grander look at things. I think right now, you know, you've got an entire culture that is trying to, like, they've known about this, but now they've got to get their heads around the reality and the healing that has to happen. And it seems so momentous right now because these bodies are still being discovered. So I think, you know, once, you know, if we are invited in to help with that, then I don't think there'll be anybody in the parapsychology community that will say no.
Yeah, again, now they're, I'm just reading here that they're up to over 600.
Yes.
This is, now with that many, you would think that there would be this massive concentration of energy that could not be covered up for this long.
We have a massive concentration of energy coming up right now for just a couple of invisible minutes in another reality with Gene Randall Morgan. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.